Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Well, it's going to happen. Might as well plan for it. Planning for the inevitable.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the circumstance that is real for all of us, that there will be a day that we die. And on that day of our death, people will be left with things to distribute and understand and resolve in our estate.
Well, and it's a wise idea, given that nobody's getting out of this thing alive. Do some planning. What's going to happen to your quote-unquote things? Now, I realize things are not that most important thing that should be on your mind at that point, but this side of praying, these are things to consider.
It's relevant because if you don't think about it, you're going to have someone else going through the items of interest in your life.
With a rake and a pitchfork.
Well, it's frustrating for me to see these adult children come from three different regions of the United States together, take the time off work to go through things that really didn't matter that much, just because they're afraid something that does matter is buried within that stuff.
Exactly. It was interesting. One time, one of my clients found $100 bills and a whole bunch of books on the bookcase, and they were going to chuck the books. I think they were in a cardboard box to be chucked or
absolutely
donated.
Absolutely. I just recently discovered a huge box of gold cross pens in an attic. And so what you know about your story is unique to you. And I would encourage you with foresight to look at, even if you're not moving to a different facility at this time, enable, empower yourself, make yourself personal liquidity so that you can move if the health reasons or financial reasons require it.
Yes, it's a tough situation, but recognize that if you don't handle it, somebody else is going to handle it. And I would guess as you look back, if you can look back, you're not going to be pleased with what happened. So take care of it. It's your stuff. Do it.
And you can do it intentionally and very thoughtfully. I've got relatives who have done a gifting each year of something they already owned as their Christmas gifts because it was intimate and connected to them, and they gifted it so intentionally. It was a great way to take those things of value, of sentimental value especially, and move them forward in the family in a way that is positive, not at the time of death, but something more positive. I've worked a lot with residential real estate in regards to estates, estate planning, and getting your head around making the sale optimized for that estate. So give me a call if you have questions on that. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.